Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Of all the parenting complaints I hear, my child won't listen is by far the most common. Many of the parents I talk to operate on the assumption that their words are floating away into the ether, wholly disregarded by their stubborn offspring, because they don't see an immediate change in behavior. You might be surprised to learn, however, just how powerful your words can be. My father was a geologist. He spent years in the field carrying a collapsible fishing pole and binoculars, observing the spectacular planet and searching out its resources. He used to take me on hikes with him, and I loved those quiet walks, listening to him explain how the Earth formed. I think I must have been the only 8-year-old in my school who knew what an alluvial fan was. When I went off to college, I told my dad that I intended to major in geology, just like him. I expected him to be pleased, but his response surprised me. "I don't think that's a good idea," he said. "Women don't belong in field camp." At the time, geologists were men, and I understand now that my dad was trying to keep his little girl safe. Still, at the time, I felt annoyed and disappointed, and left the conversation fully intending to be a geologist anyway. But that's not what happened. At heart, I trusted and respected my father, and his words stayed with me. I majored in journalism, something I've never regretted, and minored in geology. I'm still fascinated by it, but I've used my ability to write well to earn my living. It didn't occur to me until years later, but I changed my career path because my father's words and opinion were powerful, and somehow I trusted that he knew more than I did. I've thought many times of how different my life might have been. I wouldn't have met my son's dad or had my wonderful son. I wouldn't have discovered positive discipline or spent these past years doing the work I love. I would have had an entirely different life. Those were powerful words, wouldn't you say? So what does this have to do with you? Well, the next time you think that your child doesn't listen, don't be so sure. Research tells us that children internalize their parents' opinions and voices, even when they may not always immediately agree with them. It's important that you talk to your children often about issues that matter, everything from character and integrity to drinking, sex, and smoking. How you talk matters too. Kids tune out lectures, but they usually respond well to respectful conversation, especially when it happens during what we call teachable moments. These are the magical moments when you and your child feel comfortable and connected, when you can listen and respond easily and with affection. You never know when these moments will happen, but when they do, take advantage of them and share your dreams, experiences, and beliefs with your child. It can also be helpful to make sure your child is open to hearing what you think. When she brings you an experience or tells you what she's feeling, consider asking her something like, "Can I make a suggestion?" or "Do you want to know what I think?" If she doesn't, she'll say so. If she invites you to continue, she'll listen more attentively to your words and be more likely to tuck them away in her memory. For better or worse, parents hold a great deal of power to influence their child's life. Your values, your own choices, and yes, your words will resonate in your child's mind and heart, possibly for a lifetime. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.